Blog Talk Radio.
Another storm rolling.
Right, right.
So I know that's what they're predicting for us here, but I'm enjoying it, you know. So how are you doing, Carmelita and Ray?
It's crazy down here. The weather goes from 35 and then next thing you know it's 66. I'm like, what the hell? I don't even think I'm in the South anymore.
No, like bipolar weather.
Yeah, it's beautiful here in North Carolina. So probably high 60s today. Really sunny. It was nice.
Oh, shoot, that's warm weather where we come from. You know. But anyhow, man, I'll tell you what, pitching is getting pretty bad up there in Texas right now with everything going on and stuff. And, Russell, what can you tell us that's going on up there? Because you live right down there, and I'm not too far from the border, but you see a lot more than I do.
Well, we had illegal aliens just absolutely breach a port of entry. The police, Border Patrol, Texas Guard, everybody who was down there allowed their position to be overrun, never fired a shot, okay? And it's getting really bad down there in South Texas. Those ranches that have been families' hands for years and years, they've been overrun. And, you know, you don't get a choice with cartels. And then the one rancher that did defend his property was charged with murder. So, you know, but I think, you know, this isn't anything new that hasn't been going on, okay? It's an election year, and Abbott knows he's neck deep in shit with Texas voters right now, because for the last 3 years, him and Biden have probably allowed somewhere around 10 million illegals to cross, and let me tell you something. We had 200 Chinese just last week. And let me tell you, you don't get out of China without China knowing about it. Okay? I mean,
exactly.
What's going on is so obvious, but everybody's distracted. And I think the really scary thing going on right now is this pandemic treaty that the Biden administration is all on board with. Basically, if you want to get right down to the nut cutting, turns over our sovereignty to the World Health Organization. I don't think I'm too far off on that, am I, Ray or Carmelita?
I don't believe he signed it yet.
No, you're pretty spot on.
Yeah, but he hasn't signed it yet. I mean, to my understanding, yeah, he's supposed to sign
we've got going.
Well, it hands over our sovereignty. A lot of people on the EU side right now, from what I'm seeing, there's an uprising in Europe pretty bad. The farmers especially, they have even gotten worse in France. It's now spewed over into Belgium. And it's just... huge uprising there. I think
Germany too.
I'm sorry?
Germany too is uprising. The farmers up there are also up. I saw that today and everything. I think a lot of people are awake. They're waking up.
Well, I think there's a lot of chess pieces being moved. This is a game of chess, honestly. And the problem is, although very few people are really paying attention to what's behind the curtain, you know, I mean, you have to really take a step back. I think a lot of people run on their emotions, and I don't get caught up in this whole news media propaganda bullcrap, okay, because
right.
I try to keep an open mind in regards to this. Yes, Texas, you know, this is all planned in Texas anyway. And like they said, they're going to have early voting coming up. Abbott already knows, you know, he should have did this just like this independent journalist. As a matter of fact, I spoke with Ray about this, and Ray can step in on this as well. There's an independent journalist. He's actually running for a political seat down there. He is from Texas. He is a veteran. He's also a retired border agent. And he just did a video showing, you know, we have the National Guard guarding nothing. This is all a horse and pony show. That's all it is. And it's for political votes. So, I mean, you know, I'll let Ray fill you in on a lot of this stuff. Me personally, I think we need to really worry about come May, I'm going to say May or June, you know, people need to wake up and realize that it's not going to get any better. It's just not going to get any better right now. It just is, honestly.
I know where you're going with that, Carmelita. May 24th, I'm hearing they're going to release the virus, X virus.
Yeah, they can release whatever they
have. Somewhere around that date.
They can release whatever so-called crap they want to release. I mean, I'm pretty prepared for pretty much, I mean, honestly, whatever they got, I bring it. I survived the first round of bullshit. I'll survive this round of bullshit.
Right. Before Ray kicks in, let me throw a question at y'all to add to that. Speaking of the worldwide scenario stuff going on, yes, there's people rising up all over the world against the tyranny of the governments. But now you've got to remember, the majority of those countries are disarmed. Okay. I think this pandemic treaty thing that they're working on, and Biden says his administration fully supports it. But that being said, I think if they did come out and say I don't think the people of the world is going to stand for another lockdown. I really don't see that happening. What I was more concerned with, as far as anything in that, was Klaus Schwab coming out and saying that the cyber attack will make the COVID thing look like a picnic. Now, from a tactical and what you guys know about psyops and stuff, how do you see it going?
I've been keeping up on that as well, and from what I'm seeing too, Klaus Schwab has formed this army which is coming through the border and everything. And once they're all placed where they're supposed to be, he's going to give the orders and everything.
Yeah, we've had cells within this country for a very long time. I mean,
yeah, but
Ray, what do you think about it as far as, you know, Klaus Schwab and you know, the whole, shall we say, Hitler Nazi agenda, because that's what it comes down to.
Right. So, you know, Schwab's father, he was a Nazi. He was a card-carrying Nazi. Actually ran a slave labor camp for Hitler. Him and Soros. Soros got all of his money from killing Jews.
Right.
Now, right now there's some new numbers out. There was three researchers out of the university, out of Yale, and, you know, all these university professors, you know, they're left-leaning. These guys are precarious liberals. Mm-hmm. So they did a research study on the southern border, and they released their numbers. I was surprised they did this. They disagree with the federal government, saying that there is 10 to 11 million people that came across the border illegally. These professors are saying that there's 22 million that came across the border illegally since Biden took office.
Mm-hmm.
And that just come out in like the last 5 days is when that number came out.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Now, there's been 50 FBI agents that sent a memo to Congress. These guys are all whistleblowers. They all ended up resigning because of what they saw going on within the FBI. And literally they said, it's not a matter of if we're going to have a terror. What they said in their memo is that we're going to have our own October 7th event here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
30,000 mm-hmm. Chinese. And, you know, you don't leave China just because you want to leave China. China has to give you permission to leave. And these guys are paying upwards of $30,000 to leave China and come here. Literally, they're flying in. They're flying into Mexico, and they're getting chauffeurs. They're being taken to hotels, and then they're being chauffeured to the border to get them into the country. Where are they getting the 30 grand from? It's got to be coming from the Chinese Communist Party. So they might be looking for a better life, but they owe somebody, and they're going to have to pay that debt. And I think that's what it is. I think they're a sell. They're just waiting to react. But the number of people that come across the borders from countries that are not our friends.
Well, before we got on the show, guys, I was just reading now where they arrested a Mexican cartel just right at the southern border here that was trying to smuggle in guns just a while ago and everything. And I'll post that on Facebook and everything, but I've been reading up on that. And Rockwell, that correct, that number of the Chinese, it was 1,200 Chinese officials they caught just recently entering.
Well, no, they had a group. I didn't hear 1,200.
Yeah, I didn't hear about 1,200. What's your source on that?
It was by Marjorie Greene posted that and everything. But there was also some guy coming in claiming to be from Gaza, making threats as well and everything. He was saying, you'll know who I am once I enter your country. I don't know if you've seen that video.
That was a while ago. Yeah, that was a while ago.
And everything, too.
I'm glad you said that, Joseph, because I've got a question that I've been meaning to ask Ray and Carmelita for a while. Thank you for reminding me of it. Okay, so explain to me how, and I even see the very few news outlets that I do look at occasionally, they do the same thing. Look, there is no such people as a Palestinian. To be a Palestinian, you would have to be from the country of Palestine. There is no country of Palestine, yet they have flags, media, the State Department has an office of Palestinian affairs, but there's no such country. So, I mean, that in itself, I don't see what the purpose behind that PSYOP was. Do any of y'all have any clue?
Well, you know, when England, that part of Israel was controlled by England for a long time. It was part of their crown. And they did call it Palestine. But it was a territory. Genetically, the people that consider themselves to be Palestinians are actually Jordanian. Yasser Arafat, he's the popular leader of the Palestinian Authority. He was Egyptian. And then, you know, one of the things that I always ask people, especially now, so with Israel being at war with Hamas and they've invaded Gaza, why doesn't Egypt, Lebanon, or Jordan take any of the Palestinian refugees? They don't want them.
No,
they absolutely do not want them. And they don't want them because they're nothing but trouble. And they don't want that
terrorists.
Trouble within their borders.
Right.
I posted a video right after it was taken on October 7th in the heart of Gaza, and they were having a parade and a party. They were celebrating what they had done, and they had grown men that had children, male and female, young children under 10 years old, with pistols shooting into the air. They were all celebrating. And I remember I sent the video to Carmelita, and my comment was, there are no civilians in Gaza. They are all combatant commanders. Right? They're all combatants.
Right.
If you have a child that picks up a weapon and aims it at you, they're no longer a child now. They're a combatant. and you have a right to defend yourself. And you know, one of the favorite games to play in school is Kill a Jew. So
yes, they are programmed from a very young age to hate the Jewish people in Israel, and there is
and
no
the infidels.
Can't show it to me on a map. It doesn't exist. But I understand what you're saying now about when England had it and that sort of thing. But
yeah.
I think now that attack on October the 7th, you cannot call that anything other than barbaric, what they did. And you have all these groups, pro-Hamas. We've got federal I caught a news story earlier today. There's federal employees that are going on a one-day hunger strike to support Gaza and stuff. And I think the Jewish people have every right to eradicate Hamas. And I mean just right down to the root of it, because there will never be peace as long as Hamas exists.
Well, they've already said that there'll be no peace. Actually, their chant, whenever you see them marching, like in D.C. and New York City, and they're chanting from the river to the sea, that's what it is. They are literally chanting the complete annihilation of the Israeli state and everyone that lives within it.
Mm-hmm. Those are facts. And the other thing, too, is, you know, they got them here pulling all this stuff, terrorist acts and everything, too, attacking D.C. and stuff the way they did here a while back, but the politicians don't want to do anything. It was a mostly peaceful protest.
Well, I don't know if you guys are tracking. The U.N. has let go of a bunch of their workers because they participated in the October 7th massacre. Some of them provided transportation, they provided ammunition, and some of them actually participated in going in and killing people. So
right now, the
U.S. and I think 15 other countries have cut off funding.
Yeah. There's been, I think they said there were actually 12 members of the agency, and I think that agency was UNRWA, and they had 12 employees that actually participated in the attack. Now, what level I do not know. They did not say. But they were there and they were part of that, you know, and that's the UN, and of course. I mean, you've got to look at what the UN's doing, man. They put, didn't they just name an Iranian to one of the UN, Human Rights Committee or whatever?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the other things, and this came out of Israeli intelligence, is that particular branch of the UN was funding and running schools within Gaza, and those schools turned out to be madrasas. I don't know if you know what a madrasa is. A madrasa, whenever you go in, they're not teaching kids, how to read and write and do arithmetic. They're teaching them how to field strip and clean AK-47s, how to build IEDs, and how to identify different military equipment, and they're teaching these kids, 6 years old and up. So while our schools here in America are teaching kids that you can pick whatever gender you want to be, they're teaching their kids how to kill our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and I completely agree with that, and it's been that way for a while, and it has been, and this is what's hard to, I think, get some people understand, is that this isn't something that happened since Biden was in office. This isn't something that started with Obama. This stuff goes back to decades. I mean, decades and decades. And they have slowly, the first thing they did was infiltrated the education system. I think that's the first thing they did. And, you know, then, of course, you know, we have all this government health now, Medicare, Medicaid, and, you know, all these, I mean, God only knows how many millions of people now draw some kind of welfare. I mean, every legal alien that crossed the border is given, what is it, Medicaid, a phone, and, well, welfare benefits from what I understand. But, you know, right now, this last generation is absolutely useless. I mean, you know, there's exceptions. Don't go getting your panties in the wad or anything like that. You know, some people have done a great job of raising their kids now, but the vast majority has been so indoctrinated that they would be absolutely useless in any kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for, any kind of a conflict. And in the flip side of that, like Ray was just saying, you know, Hamas and all of them, they're training their kids from, I don't know, some of those videos I've seen clips of, those kids didn't look like they were more than probably 5 or 6 years old. And their children have been, and they've been training their children like that for decades upon decades. And while we've become weak, complacent, and spoiled to a certain extent, they've been training to defeat the West, their 100-year plan. Am I very far off on that, Ray Carmelita?
Oh, no, you're right on that. I was just thinking as a while ago, too. You know. Go ahead, Carmelita.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. It's been a 100-year plan.
Yeah. So, since it's done here or whatever, so at this point, knowing that majority of these, as Ray was saying, the study said 22 million or whatever like that, are military age men carrying UN debit cards. And the shape that we are in as a country and as Americans, what's the answer to this? What's the fix?
This is my personal analysis, right? So, you know, you guys talk about you know, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, and you know, we got Agenda 2030. You'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. You know, the majority of people, whether it's in the United States or around the world, when they hear stuff like that, they're like, no, that's not what I want. I want what I have. I want to keep what I have in the traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard an analogy quite a few years back. You know, a prince comes into a village and tells the village, hey, I want to be your prince. I want to lead you. And they're like, no, we're free. We don't need prince. So he leaves. Well, what he does is he hires thugs and thieves, and he sends them into the village to steal and cause havoc. And when things in society starts to break down so much, prince shows up again, and he arrests all these thieves, and he gets rid of them, and he saves the village. And now they're like, why don't you be our prince? Be our prince. Protect them. Why do you think the Soros Foundation has put all these DAs and, you know, you go to jail and they let you out? Just last week, Taylor Swift has a she has a stalker, right? The guy got arrested 5 times last week. They were taken to jail. He'd go before the judge because New York has no bail. They cut him loose. He'd go right back to her apartment and they'd arrest him again. Now they're finally holding him, okay? And that they're only doing that because, you know, he's a billionaire. If you're, you know, Joe Snuffy off the street, you're on your own. And, of course, because it's New York City, you can't defend yourself. So
right.
I think all this is political theater. So we'll accept the prince, right? Not just us, but the rest of the world. And then on top of that, those of us that I want to say are awake, you got people in the government, both our government and around the world, and they're doing everything they can to eliminate our voice and to take us out. You know, there's a program, I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, it's called PatCon, right? It's actually been around since 2001. And basically what it is, it's the FBI surveilling known patriots, all right? To a point where they put plants within different patriot movements and try to convince these individuals to do something wrong. They actually give them cash, weapons, whatever, and tell them this is what you got to do. And then whenever they do it, and they step in, they arrest them. And then the other program, and this program came directly from the deputy director of the Sky Marshal program. Sky Marshals are no longer flying on U.S. aircraft looking for foreign terrorists that want to do something to the U.S. Instead, they're running a program called Quiet Skies. You can Google these. You can look them up. All right? Quiet Skies. They've been doing this since January 6th. Every Sky Marshal in the air right now is following somebody that was in the Capitol during January 6th. That's the only people they're surveilling. And because of this
program,
they are literally starting to arrest people that were in the Capitol because they went there for a family reunion or they went there for a funeral, and now they're starting to haul them in and interrogate them as to why they were in the Capital Region.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing videos of that, too, and everything. We got a caller in. I'm going to bring the caller in and everything. You've been on hold for a while and stuff, but it's getting real, you know. Hey, caller, how you doing? Thank you for calling on the show.
Yes, my friends. Wolverine, Mike.
Hey,
this is Brother
how
Mike.
You doing, brother?
Baba, I wait for you guys like up and down until you saw my hands. Thank you for taking my call, my friend.
You're welcome. You know, we haven't heard from you in over a year. We thought maybe something happened to you,
I
know.
I know. We are all surviving busy. But a situation room with Iran, United States is going to attack Iran very soon. I mean, even I call it for the next 96 hours. Let's put it that way. Because situation is already approved. Biden approved it. And now everything are going to be positioned. And final countdown is already started. And that's why I say 96 hours. And, because Iran is a cancer in the Middle East. Not the people. Don't make me mistake. Only the government of Iran is a cancer in Middle East. We have to go after head of the snake. And head of the snake is in Tehran. And is underground bunkers that they already built. We have to go after them. Otherwise, there will not be a peace. and security for thousands of years come. And, you know, regarding the 160 attacks already they have made against our beloved troops. And so it's time for the highest response. But we heard the news also that Biden sent a special message to terrorist Iranian regime that, yes, we are coming after you, but don't respond. And then, you know what was their response to Biden? Say, well, if you can't go after us, we will come after, we will have a major, major response to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, come on. I mean, why he has to
right.
do that? I don't understand. Can you elaborate on that, please? Because it doesn't make sense.
Ray or Carmelo, you want to elaborate?
In regards to Biden making the statement that he is going to come after Iran after the drone attack?
Yes. And then what happened? Iranian also sent a message to Biden. They say, well, if you guys do it, we are going to have a major response. So, you know, what the hell is that? I mean, is that part I didn't like as well. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead, Carmelita.
Basically, I mean, wait a minute. It seems like you're asking the question as to why. Okay, Iran apparently made a retaliatory statement back to Biden because Biden, after the drone attack, had threatened Iran into war, correct?
No, you know, after the approval of the attack on Iran, that it can happen by nighttime. And I mean, I think we are going to have a full moon soon within this couple of days or something. I think the attack will come on the full moon. But the problem is, he conveyed to Iranian authorities, generals, that, you know, I'm coming, I'm going to attack you guys, but please don't respond. I mean, what the hell is that?
That doesn't make any sense to me. I think this is all, honestly, I think it's a lot of this is planned. I really do. I believe it is planned. Biden is, anybody in their right mind honestly knows that Biden is not the legitimate president. Okay, there's people behind the scenes that have been pulling his hamstrings for quite some time. The administration is very corrupt. Do I personally think it's going to happen within 96 hours? No, I do not. I don't think it will happen within 96 hours because Biden knows that he doesn't have a footing at this point, and Iran, in regards to that matter as well, it's kind of like Israel situation. And Bix, you can step in anytime you want in regards to this matter. Do you not think, Bixer, that a lot of that happened in Israel, that we did not know ahead of time that was going to happen?
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that no one knew that October 7th wasn't
exactly.
going to happen.
Our intelligence,
so
definitely.
Israeli intelligence is one of the best intelligence agencies on the face of the planet.
Correct.
And for them and MI5 and the CIA and NSA, for no one to hear anything that was going to happen, they didn't hear. I don't buy it.
Well, I don't buy the drone attack either, and as far as the conversation that took place today. The drone attack, I don't buy that as well because, for instance, all right, Bix, you know, my husband is a commercial drone operator. My husband has also operated drones within the military at some point. All these drones have transponders on them, okay? And Bix was having a conversation, as a matter of fact, with my husband today pertaining to this. In regards to, don't all the drones have a transponder on them? And they do have a transponder on them, okay? So I find it very hard to believe that they did not know, that they didn't intercept, shall we say, this drone that attacked, I think we have, how many? I think we have five military personnel deceased, if I'm not mistaken.
Three killed and 30 injured.
Yeah, but there's two other one that passed away. A 37-year-old naval.
That was the two Navy SEALs that they drowned in the Red Sea. They were on a boarding operation.
Okay. Well, the ones that were killed by the drone, okay, that drone has a transponder. So the problem is they can track that transponder to that particular drone. I'm telling you, this is a game of chess, and it's all the pieces are moving so rapidly. It's a cat and mouse game, and they're dangling the carrot over on the side of here when there's other stuff really going on the other side. Okay, for entering into this, he wants to sign over our sovereignty to the UN. Okay, do I believe Biden will do that? Damn right I do, because he wants to give the UN complete control over all of us. Do I believe the American people will stand for it? No, I do not. And as I expressed, you know, I think Iran, you know, I do not believe that the U.S. did not know that that drone was in that sector. I do not believe that they didn't know. There's too much intelligence sources out there, and you have these drone operators out there in the field. There is so much going on within our own intelligence agencies that is so corrupt. I'm saying that honestly, and you can correct me, Bixler, if you'd like.
That so are you telling us that it was forced flag operation then?
Quite frankly, I believe this is a false flag, and it took the lives of innocent, just like it took the lives of innocent on January 6th as well. And I believe January 6th was a setup by the feds within organizations throughout our country. That is exactly what I'm saying.
So are you telling us that if the boogeyman is always exist and you know they demonize the whole world with it? But I think that, these three soldiers just died, but this is a turning point for the World War III, because they want World War III anyway. Russia is just sitting around, it says, go ahead, send me anything you want, I send you something, let's fight. But this time, you know, China is going to take Taiwan. And we see North Korea keep having test after test, et cetera.
Yeah.
And Middle East is in flames. Mm-hmm. As maybe we speak, maybe the attack on Iran is happening. Maybe the next 96 hours, maybe according to you. What is your beautiful name, please?
My name?
Yes,
it's Carmelita. Carmelita.
Canalisa. Okay, Canalisa. Yeah. So please, so you say not possible.
I do not believe we are going to retaliate. I do not believe we will retaliate within 96 hours. I do not believe we have a footing in regards to
when,
that are involved in those.
When is the timeline, please? Can you give for our beloved listeners worldwide? So what do you think is going to be, because all the indications, all the ships, all the activities of the, you know, airplanes and refueling planes and et cetera, shows on the special, radars that everybody pretty much can see that is a lot of things going on in Middle East right now. The ships are positioning themselves, et cetera. So do you think it's just an exercise? So then when are they going to hit Iran, please?
I do not think they're going to attack Iran in 96 hours. I really don't. I also think that everybody, you know, quite frankly, with this the Russia situation, Putin, everybody wants to point at Putin as if he is his number one enemy. Putin, in fact, was trying to warn the U.S. about Ukraine a year or so ago when the war started with Ukraine. Okay, he was trying to warn us about all the biolabs. Nobody would listen. It's a money laundering scheme happening over there. That's the bottom line of that. I won't even get into that point, right now. But the fact of the matter
that's
is,
another show.
If, you know, I look at it this way. You have so many moving pieces going on right now. You have people focusing on the on Texas, saying that, you know, you've got a governor doing one thing, when in fact he is not. Okay, there's an election cycle going on down in Texas. So he's got to win brownie points because he knows he's pretty much out the door. So they're going to do a horse and pony show to get people's attention away from what's really happening down the road where there's three openings. Okay, then you have this drone attack. Okay, and please keep into consideration, these drones do have transponders, sir. You can track these drones. Some of these drones, when they actually get lost, if I'm not mistaken, they are programmed to come back. Okay? And they were trying to claim, I believe it was it held up? Hold on for one moment. I'm going to make sure that I'm correct before I say this. Hold on, please.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Matt. Okay, the person that's experienced with the transponders and everything is unavailable at the moment. But as Ray, the gentleman that's on the phone, as well.
Mike.
Okay. Well, no, I'm talking about Ray, who I work side by side with. We both serve together. He will tell you as well, because he had the conversation with my husband, who happens to be a 25-year vet also. This is all that they're causing so much chaos, okay? If, in fact, they were to attack Iran, when you already have a war going on in Israel, okay, first and foremost, it's going to put a stop to what's going on in Ukraine. Do you understand? A complete stop. A complete stop. The troops will be pulled from Ukraine right away, okay? And what people fail to realize is the U.S. at this point cannot fight, now think about this, three wars at one time. They cannot. It would be nearly impossible. So if you're sending all these troops back to Iran as we did before in the past, okay, and then we have this war going on in Ukraine, and they have actually redeployed soldiers over to Ukraine, and that's a deterrent situation because I promise you, Ukraine is not winning. Yes, Putin's sitting back and watching everything. Putin is going to wait. It's not Putin we really have to be concerned with. We have to be concerned with China. China is the missing, is the number one piece here right now. They're the ones who want to control everything. They want to be the most powerful of everything. So not only do we have corrupt government in Iran, we have corrupt government right here in our own country.
Colonel, we have so are you saying Biden met his, generals and his cabinet, et cetera, and approved the plan to hit Iran? So to me, I mean, you keep saying it's not going to happen, but personally, we have enough intel that we can say otherwise. The next 96 hours is going to be a turning point for the whole mankind. And I mean, I'm not saying that I am against the attack on Iran. Actually, I am happy that United States go attack Iran. Do you know why? Because bunch of mullahs, bunch of, sheikh Arabs that are not Iranians. Iranians are Persians. Iranians are doctors working NASA, working in many, many parts of the United States, police, et cetera, and, they have top jobs also. Mm-hmm. But the question is, and these people that who runs the Iran, they are not Iranian. They illegally occupy my ex-country, and is they are not from Iran. So anything that they do is not approved by Iranian, because Iranian themselves are working towards freedom. I mean, a woman life. Freedom, And we saw that what happened to that one lady, that she was deceased, and as a result, what happened in Iran. But many times like that happen in Iran. Unfortunately, we are dealing with a regime that is useless, is a terrorist, and not only kills its own citizens, also kills the citizens of Israel, also kills the citizens of other countries as well, too. We are sick and tired of this bloody regime. So if, you know, we hope that the next 96 hours, Biden says what he says to do, but if doesn't, then it's very bad for all of us. Go ahead, please.
Well, I mean, at this point, Ray, do you think that we are going to retaliate against Iran within the 96 hours?
I don't think we're going to do it within the next 96 hours, but me personally, I do think he's going to retaliate against Iran, even if it puts us into a conflict with them. He needs it. First of all, his approval numbers are abysmal.
Well, we know that.
They have an easier time of being reelected if they're a wartime president. And he would pull all of our assets out of Ukraine because Ukraine's the white elephant in the room. Ukraine
exactly.
and China both. That's what his son's in trouble with. So if you let Ukraine fall to the Russians, you know, and if we're busy in the Middle East, we don't have the resources to do the Middle East and China, and we'll just let China have Taiwan the same way we let China have Hong Kong. During the COVID pandemic.
It's like, you know, we cannot fight.
But I don't think it's
going to
be in the next 96 hours.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be in 96 hours either.
Probably 48 hours. I'm
correct. No,
I estimated, you know, it can happen as we speak, or it can happen as soon as the full moon arrives in a few days, or et cetera. You know, usually it happens within the next 96 hours, but it can happen in 98 hours. Then I may be wrong. Everybody, they'll say 98 hours from now, but more or less, that's what we are estimating.
The problem that our administration has right now is between the president and our senior leadership within the military. See, what a lot of people don't realize is two-star general is the last rank that you're actually promoted to. Three stars and four-star generals are political appointees. And Obama was guilty of it. Biden's guilty of it. They've appointed the worst three stars and four stars that they can find. So whatever they're going to do, and I served with Secretary Austin on my last tour in Iraq. He would have a hard time fighting his way out of a wet paper bag. For these guys to make up their mind they're going to attack anything, they're going to have to sit around and do a sensing session first and make sure everybody feels okay. Maybe sing a couple choruses of Kumbaya, and then they'll decide what they're going to do. So
absolutely.
I don't see 96 hours though.
Okay, I mean, we can say 128 hours or whatever estimation that it can satisfy us. But I mean, I just say 96 hours because everything is positioning, my friend.
Right. So I understand.
As we speak, so it can just, just one missile or one bullet wrongly, it goes off, that's it, you know, because everything right now is monitored through satellite, monitored through many things, so, you know, and the question is, again, if we want peace in the world, we have to return the Reza Shah, the son of the Reza Shah, back to Iran and bring, you know, unity back to Iranians and let them decide what form of government they want. And
yep.
Hopefully.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I would agree with that.
Just so you know, I'm old enough, and I think everybody on the line is old enough. I remember in Iran prior to the Ayatollahs, and
really?
You know, it was a modern country.
Yes.
They dressed in Western clothing. They went to the university. They were professionals.
Right.
It was a beautiful country. When you looked at one of their cities, it looked like any town USA. And the Ayatollah Khomeini ruined all of that.
Exactly. We are in no agreement. There's no question about it. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Jimmy Carter was kind of the instigator of the whole fall of Iran. And, yes, I remember Iran when – now, I was young. Don't get me wrong. I was young. But we actually had an Iranian engineering student in his family. But he was going to school here in the States. He worked for my dad, and – we were quite close with him, but raise 100%.
You're breaking up, Russell.
The whole nine yards, like it is now.
Right.
Yes, and Iran. Remember, many of you guys, I'm sure, or many of your friends were in Iran at that time. I mean, Iranian, very hospitable people. I mean, they love Americans, British. I mean, it doesn't matter where you come from. But the question is, you know, they cause everything. You know, people in at that time, I remember, because a lot of telephone companies, they were sending their employees to Iran to work. At that time, probably they give them, in 1980s, like maybe $5 per hour at the most, or something very low amount. But in Iran, Reza Shah gave them a lot of money, like $40 an hour at that time. In 1960s, 70s. At that time, when the minimum wage was a dollar in USA. So you can imagine that. You know, if the person work in the different climate, they give them different amount of money, etc. And it was very, very good. I mean, a lot of Americans, actually, they came and got super rich and came back to the United States. And later, of course, when it wasn't like that, and they came and to life back again to United States, started a new life. But, you know, the question is, everybody has a good memory. Kebab and rice and many, many good foods, plus everything else, you know. And nobody had an objection. But until 1979, when this Blackbird came from Air France down, that was end of the humanity, end of the world, and they took 45 years hostages of Iranians. So we are the hostages of Ayatollahs for 45 years. And since then, October 7th, for example, Hamas, what they did, and etc. And so, you know, it's just things will get worse and worse as long as this bloody regime is in charge. There will be no peace, tranquility for nobody. Let's put it that way. So we have to remove Ayatollahs ASAP, and people, I mean, this attack must be a big impeachment for Ayatollahs, because you know, all the installation are going to be, you know, in the Stone Ages very soon. We hope that, but will it be happen?
Yep.
That's another thing to debate later on. Go ahead, please.
Right. Go ahead, Carmelita. We got just a few minutes before we go off the air, but go ahead, Carmelita. Did you want to say anything?
Well, I thought Ray was talking, so I didn't want to interrupt him. You care to elaborate any further on this, Ray?
Well, I just want to add one more thing, and I think I sent you some information. There's a group of Democratic congressmen right now, because the military, Army, Air Force, and Navy fell 40,000 short on their recruitment for 2023. They're trying to figure out how to fill the branches. So Democrats are suggesting that we use the illegal aliens to fill the ranks, specifically the Chinese. And then on top of that, the Navy removed the requirement for high school diplomas. You don't have to be a high school grad to join the Navy now. So, you know, Carmelita is right. They're playing chess, and we're playing checkers. And you know, if they can get a war going in the Middle East, even a short one, and it gives them a reason to go ahead and fill the ranks with you know, everybody coming across the border, then when it comes time for them to do anything in this country, it's going to give them individuals. It's going to give them military members that aren't loyal to this country.
Yeah.
Like we are.
And to add to that, Ray, you know, that's why they want to confiscate all of our guns. You know, to keep us disarmed so they can do it.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they can't have one. I had a tragic boarding accident.
Oh, sorry to hear that. What was that? What happened, my friend? Wolverine?
Oh, I was just trying to get him across the lake, and the boat fell over, and I lost everything, so...
Oh, my God.
Are
you okay now?
Sad day.
I mean,
oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Nothing happened, Major. Okay, good. But I hope you guys talk about a little bit Texas, maybe kind of later.
Oh, I got you, Ray.
Of course.
I just snapped. I know exactly what you're saying to that.
Yeah, Texas. Tell us about
I got
what's
you.
Going on. Texas, because we are thirsty for Texas.
Yeah, don't fall for the Texas thing. That's all bull crap. They are coming in through four openings on that wall, and the National Guard, believe me, they should be ashamed of themselves, but they have to follow these unlawful orders, and that's exactly what it is. It's stupid orders. They are just standing around talking amongst themselves. They open the gate that let the Border Patrol agents in to go down and get their boats and so forth. But if you go down the road a ways, there's an opening there. You'll see the illegals coming over. You'll see Homeland Security, the feds, waiting for them. You will see the white buses picking all them up. You will see the trucks following behind them with all their luggage and everything else. And they're transporting them into the inner cities and the sanctuary cities, such as Chicago, New York, Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just all over the place. Basically, it's a Trojan horse. This is your Trojan horse right here. Border, illegal immigration.
Absolutely. It is.
It is. And it truly is. And let me tell you, they've got everybody focused over there on Eagle Pass, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Now, you go down west of Laredo, like the Galvan Ranch, that area through there, and I actually had an opportunity to take a little plane ride, look at it, and I tell you what, it looked like the Ho Chi Minh Trail down there.
And what is the Army of God? And those people from Canada and Australia arriving in Texas, they arrive yet or not? What's their status, please?
Oh, you talk
go ahead, Connelly.
I think the convoy arrived yesterday, and I caught a flash of reports on Don't hold me to this being 100% accurate, but I think it arrived yesterday, and these different stories that I was hearing was that it was 20 miles long or something like that. But, you know, that's all. I just haven't really paid any attention to that part of it.
Okay, so guys, what would be the role of these truck drivers, the coming army of God, or what they want to do, please? Can you tell for listeners, please? And analysts, I'm with you, please. Go ahead. Ladies first.
In regards to the immigration that's going on right now at the border?
This army of God, truck drivers.
I'm sorry, Russell?
He's talking about the convoy that rolled down there, the, you know, protest, farmers, ranchers, truckers, et cetera.
Well, they went down there. They're protesting the immigration that's taking place. Although nobody wants to admit it's illegal because Biden is allowing all these. You see, this is the problem that we as Americans are having, okay? If I go through, all right, here's an example. When we go to the airport, we have to show an ID, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right now, in the airport, there's a line specifically for the immigrant. They don't have to show no ID. They're processed through right away. They can walk right through. So say, for instance, okay, I have to go on a flight, as a matter of fact, coming up here soon. I have to go through a process. These people don't have to go through any process whatsoever, okay? Their one focus was to weaken our military by trying to get out as many patriots as they could. They weakened the military, which they have done, okay, because we are below our numbers, then infiltrate them with the immigrants that are coming across the border that are unvetted. That means we don't know who that they're not going to be, you know, so just because they come into our military, they're not going to fight for our country. Because
right.
When they get the
they
call.
They haven't gone through a security check clearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We know nothing about them. Although we have all technology, okay, we have all this technology, facial recognition and everything else. You would think that they would utilize the technology that we have to be able to vet these people properly. Instead, you're letting them coming over in hordes, and then they disappear. They have no way of tracking where they are. It's kind of like you say, you know, there's the virus of the government in Iran, right? You've got to cut off the head of the snake in Iran, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm in agreement with you guys. Yes, please, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, right now, you've got the United States of America, okay? True colors are coming out, showing that we have corruption throughout our own government. And the only thing you have to pay attention to, the military-industrial complex has been having wars forever. It's the biggest money-making machine going. When you have contractors, and they're making money on top of money because you have Boeing. You know, you're going to need the aircraft parts. You're going to need ammunition. You're going to need weapons. All these big contractors are going to be getting these boosts and boosts and boosts from big government. Believe me, this is all planned, as every war has been planned. There is corruption throughout government, including our own government.
Yep.
Will we retaliate against Iran? Most likely. 96 hours? I don't think so. But it's possible. Again, like you said, it's possible. But the fact remains, we have corruption through our own government as well. We don't know. How do we know that some of the people that have come over thus far, and it's looking at around 22 million, aren't terrorists from the Iranian government?
Right.
They're going to infiltrate our military.
Yes, I have seen the clips of it too, by the way, Kanalisa, you're right. Absolutely, I amend you for that because I saw the clips and even other people who are not regular you know, just regular refugees. They saying that, you know, other ones were in our groups or something. They belong to IRGC. And you are absolutely right, Condoleezza. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we have ISIS coming over the border. We have CCP coming over the border. We have, so we have guerrilla warfare, people in guerrilla warfare, you know, that are infiltrating. The Haitian army, we have Haitian soldiers coming
Guatemala.
Over the border. Believe me, Honduras, Venezuela, a lot of the young men that are coming from Venezuela, not all of them are refugees. They are part of a Venezuelan armed military. If you're paying attention, you have to pay attention to Venezuela also. Mandor, he just was able to keep a person that was supposed to be his challenger. He literally got him taken completely off the ballot so he can stay, you know, just like the Iranian government. They want to stay in power. It's all about power. They don't care who they call. Innocent, they don't care. I see how the women get treated in the Middle East. I was in the Middle East. I got sent to the Middle East. I see how the children get treated. I see the orphans in the streets. I've seen all of that.
So you're Habibi, Condoleezza. Sorry, I have to say you're Habibi. Mashallah. Go ahead, please.
No, like I said, you know, I mean, I would love to have peace throughout all nations. I think anyone, you know, with a good heart would want peace throughout all nations. But that is, you know, without it, quite honestly, I think it's not within our reach. And the reason I say this is because we as human beings, quite honestly, it's in our nature to destroy ourselves. And that's the saddest part of it all.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
People are so quick to attach to the negative than the positive. And
right,
we need
right.
people, we need more people in this world to show people that, hey, I don't have to hate you because you're from a different country. I don't have to hate you because you're a different color. I mean, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Spanish, you know? And I don't hate nobody. I don't need to hate anyone. I base people on how they treat me, you know, your character, you know?
That's the way I am as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of this, it's going to come down to, you know, we have to see what's going to happen in the next few days. If not weeks, maybe months. It's an election year. So what do you think they're going to do? Biden needs something. He needs something to pull the numbers in for him. And the only way to do that is to create havoc. And he needs to create a war for all. Money comes pumping it like you wouldn't believe.
And exactly, Condoleezza, this is the key point. Iran is the key point for the election time. So anytime they are going to, you know, increase the pressure or take the away from the minds and hearts of the people, away from what's going on in this country as well. And then Ayatollahs, actually may very well, I think Ayatollahs are friends of what's Biden. So because what the hell is that? That you send a message to the top generals of Iranian stupid general that doesn't know nothing. And you say, well, we are coming to hit you. Okay, but don't do anything after that, okay? And then he said, and he sent back.
He is in bed with all of these individuals. He wants our government to be just as bad as the Iranian government. Control of the people. Keep them in poverty. Starve them. Take their money. You know, you give them nothing. Because it's the whole point. It's enslavement, you know, and that's they're trying to do the same thing here in this country. But again, my thing is, I believe, you know, yes, there'll be some retaliation, but I do not believe it'll be a full-blown war right now. It's just they cannot afford to do that because Ukraine has been sucking billions and billions of dollars. And just like Ray said, they will have to pull all the assets, all military assets into Iran.
Go
ahead, Russell.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's going to be a war because, first of all, we're on the brink of collapsing as it is financially anywhere else. Two, you don't attack. Let me rephrase it. You're not going to use nuclear weapons on anything like that on a country that you plan to take over, because you would set yourself back 20, 25, 30 years just trying to rebuild the infrastructure, okay? What I think we're going to see happen as we get closer to the election, and I'm sorry, all these foreign assets, these foreign countries have slid in here. And, of course, China owns the Biden family. I think you're going to see them green light those assets. You're going to have chaos all the way across the country. And I think the large majority of this country has become weak, browbeaten down. And once things get a little bit tough, they will be crying so loud to come save us that regardless of what Biden and company wants to do, they will support it for a false sense of security. And
yep.
That's when and I think that's when it's going to really, really get bad, because anybody who doesn't take a knee, they will attempt to round them up. All these FEMA camps that have been built for 10, 15 years, you know, they wasn't built for nothing, and
right,
I really think that the chaos is going to come from within the country when they set these foreign assets loose, give them a green light.
Right.
Well,
guys,
I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but Ukraine, Zelensky, you know, he is reportedly he's going to be firing at his general. The general I cannot say his name properly, but solution. Because remember, they've been having a lot of inciting. Once he fires that general, I'm telling you, pay attention to the chess pieces, please. Pay attention, because I'm telling you, the war in Ukraine is going to come to a quick end, and Russia is going to get a win that. They're already winning it. Nobody wants to admit it.
Oh, yes, you're right, 100%.
We have to pay attention to everything that's going on within our own borders, our own country right now, because we already have the enemy within.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, guys, I hate to interrupt, but it's that time. You've actually gone overtime and everything. We're kind of running out, but go ahead. I'll let you finish up real quick, and then we'll watch the close your show out.
Again, you know, it's all the, you know, so much we can say, but sometimes something we can't say, we can't. But everything is right now, all the options are on the table and already pre-approved. And if they don't do any action, then it's very bad for United States of America,
mm-hmm.
and also bad for the people of Iran, because people of Iran, they want this IRGC be weakened so they can go on top of the regime and bring peace and stability, island of stability that Jimmy Carter was referring to when Shah of Iran. We want that one back. And without, Ayatollah, things can get much more normal for the board and et cetera. But we have wait and see what the hell they want to do. And after that, you know, and I have a couple of good websites for you. YouTube it, please, called Canadian Prepper. Canadian Prepper, he gives a lot of intel, which we already not, some of it we know, some of it we may not know, but he's a good guy. And NY Prepper having right now live shows completely until the, you know, the attack on Iran is initiated and beyond that. So the best channel live is NY Prepper and Canadian Prepper. Thank you very much, Wolverine and Russell and Condoleezza.
It's good to hear your voice again, Mike. Like I said earlier, we got worried about you and thought something happened. You know, it's been about a year since we heard from you, but we're glad you're good.
I'm sorry, like everybody else, you know, but what can be, you know, sometimes. But now it's everybody's heart. I can come back to you guys. I mean, if I see you, I do my best to come to give the information.
Okay.
Please, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know you're welcome here anytime. So.
Yes.
My
all right,
pleasure, you guys. We'll have to close the show out and everything. And what you guys want to do, show Thursday or tomorrow?
I think.
Carmelita.
Right.
Want to do a show tomorrow, or you want to do a show Thursday?
Thursday
I think
would be
it's a Persian hot spot right now, Iran. So if you can put it every night, I will do my best to come.
Okay. So what do you guys think? We'll do a show Thursday?
That's fine with me.
Whenever you put it, I can come.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll set it up for tonight and everything, and then that would give time for everybody to pass it around. But do tune in on Thursday and everything. So Russell had to hang up, so he's off right now. So Ray, Carmelita, love you all. We'll see you on Thursday. Everybody else, have a good night.
Love is the center of the universe. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Exactly.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.